Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. On the 9th of July 2022, the Bible reading today is Romans chapter 12, verses 3 to 8. By the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Today's article titled The Dream Team was written by Kirsten Holmberg. Together, friends Melanie and Trevor have hiked miles of mountain trails, yet neither would be able to do so without the other. Melanie, born with spina bifida, uses a wheelchair. Trevor lost his sight to glaucoma. The duo realized they were one another's perfect complement for enjoying treks. As he walks the trails, Trevor carries Melanie on his back. Meanwhile, she gives him verbal directions. They describe themselves as a dream team. Paul describes believers in Jesus, the body of Christ, as a similar kind of dream team. He urged the Romans to recognize how their individual giftings benefited the larger group. Just as our physical bodies are made up of many parts, each with different functions, together we form one spiritual body, so our gifts are meant to be given in service for the collective benefit of the church. Whether in the form of giving, encouraging, teaching, or any of the other spiritual gifts, Paul instructs us to view ourselves and our gifts as belonging to all the others. Melanie and Trevor aren't focused on what they lack, nor are they prideful of what they do have in comparison to the other. Rather, they cheerfully give of their gifts in service to the other, recognizing how much they're both bettered by their collaboration. May we also freely combine the gifts God has given us with those of our fellow members, for the sake of Christ. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for the ways you've gifted me. Please show me how I can use my resources and abilities to benefit the body of Christ. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.